Some of this year's best-selling writers are better known for their way with tools than words. They are stars on HGTV, the network that shows us how to buy, sell, and fix up our homes. NPR's Lynn Neary looks at their transition from TV personalities to authors.
The secret of the success of two of the most popular shows on HGTV, Fixer Upper and Property Brothers, isn't just real estate savvy and creative design. It's that hard-to-get combination of charm and chemistry that turns mere show hosts into genuine stars, says Maggie Winterfeld, editor of Pop Sugar Home.
They're fun. They make you feel like you could be friends. And these are people that you actually relate to. They're not living in mansions. They're not driving Escalades. They live an attainable lifestyle.
This is a gem of a property right downtown, and I think that Vincent and Helena will love the fact that there is lots of privacy.
The Property Brothers are identical twins, Drew and Jonathan Scott.
Drew is the most competitive man I have ever met in my life. Even if we're just going to the car, he has to beat me.
Yes.
Drew's the real estate agent. Jonathan's the contractor. It's worth noting that the Scott brothers are very good-looking. But Winterfeld says much of their appeal also lies in their good-natured sibling rivalry.
Well, the Property Brothers are obviously very goofy. That's part of their whole shtick. You know, what you see is what you get with them. They're really like that in real life. And it's genuine. And I think that comes across.
We have a realtor present.
Yes.
How goes the work?
Just getting started.
Yeah, actually, good timing. You can actually pitch in for once. Oh, I'm wearing my nice clothes right now. I don't think I can get it dirty. Oh, do you want to?
The Scott brothers had their own business in Canada. Then Drew got offered a job hosting a home improvement show. He pitched a show with his brother instead.
We were originally actually pitched to HGTV in the U.S., and at first HGTV said, no, we don't see that a fit with our programming right now. And then there was a network, W Network in Canada, that said, two young guys in tight jeans renovating? Yeah, we'll take that.
They now have five shows on or in the works for HGTV, and their book Dream Home is a bestseller. Jonathan Scott says the biggest challenge moving from screen to page was capturing their relationship in print.
This is Jonathan. The hardest thing was trying to have the same thing that we do on the show where there's two voices.
And this might be a good moment to mention that not only do the Scots look exactly alike, they also sound exactly alike.
So trying to write a book with two distinct voices, because we do not agree on everything, so we have our own opinions, we have our own.
Jonathan's wrong with a lot of things.
Yeah. So that was the trickiest thing, but I think we pulled it off, and you still get that same fun brotherly banter.
If the Scott brothers have cornered the market on brotherly love, Chip and Joanna Gaines have wooed legions of followers with their seemingly idyllic life with their four children on a farm in Waco, Texas.
I want to do it by myself.
Is it turning into snow, guys?
Not really, but kind of.
Ooh, it feels like snow.
Look at all.
And it doesn't hurt that the Gaines still seem to be very much in love. Joanna's the quiet, down-to-earth one. Chip's the class clown who keeps her laughing.
What's your name again?
Jay.
It's nice to meet you. Casting did a heck of a job making it look like we knew each other.
The Gaines have turned a homegrown contracting and design business in Waco into a personal empire. And their memoir, The Magnolia Story, is one of the best-selling books of the year, number 3 on the New York Times nonfiction list, with a million books in print.
The show and the book isn't just about fixing up houses.
Matt Baher is Senior Vice President at Thomas Nelson Publishing Company. It's one of the oldest and largest Christian publishing companies, and Baher says its mission is to inspire the world. He believes the Gaines story, how they met, how they built their business, is inspirational.
In a culture and society where we're bombarded with so much negativity, I think we're all drawn to someone who is authentic in every way, and shows that you can combine your life's passion with joy and hard work. And also, yes, they are people of faith, but they don't lead with faith. It just happens to be part of who they are.
But the Gaines faith did draw unwanted attention recently when an article in BuzzFeed pointed out that their church takes a strong stand against homosexuality. HGTV released a statement saying that it does not discriminate against members of the LGBT community. Baher says the Gaines support that statement, but they have not said anything publicly. So far, Baher says, the controversy has not affected sales.
I just got sales numbers in for last week, and the numbers that I saw are the biggest numbers that I've seen yet for them.
And both the Gaines and the Scott brothers already have plans for more books in the future. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.